So welcome to the Envisions podcast for day 16. We are at kilometer 30 of 44 and a half today. And I'm sitting here with team 16. Everyone say hi.
Hello.
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 And Aaron, John, and Brent, where are we?
Go ahead.
We're at Mount Nemo.
But where exactly?
On top of the cliffs at Mount Nemo across from Rattlesnake.
And what does it look like here?
It is an amazing panoramic view, 180 degrees out over the escarpment and back up towards Milton, farmers' fields, lush greenery, and we're up pretty high. It's pretty impressive.
What's it like being up so high?
You want to be cautious. We can hear the climbers or people way down below. You can sense how high up we are. There's a nice breeze.
Which is a reprieve from the bugs we've had. How do you feel up here, Aaron?
That's great. Nice spot, cool rock to sit on, take a break. And we're probably at least 3 or 4, maybe 5 stories above the tops of the tallest trees below us. So, yeah, we're way up here.
What do you guys sort of feel? Like, I get that you sort of sense the height and the farmer's fields and that sort of thing, but what do you feel being up so high and being responsible for someone else's safety?
The person who's closest to the edge, you mean?
Yeah, that's me. I'm always closest to the edge. What's it been like guiding through this?
Well, it's been, I think that it's been a little bit more in-depth than I thought it would be. A lot of the spots that we're kind of going along, it's unbelievable. Like when we do say death left, we're kind of not kidding. So you do feel a lot of responsibility and you want to do the best job that you possibly can. So
you are, by the way.
Oh, thank you. But it is nerve-wracking for sure.
Anything about this sort of fear-conquering for any of you? Silence.
No. Well, for me, it's just part of the journey, I think, that I'm enjoying.
Third day guiding, you're getting used to it. It's an old hat.
That's true. It is.
I think the interesting thing about fear is that it's often the unknown, and so there's been like a discovery of you know, what you thought you were afraid of completely evolves and changes, and it's a whole different creature when you're out here, and some things you thought would be challenging aren't, and then there's this whole other thing, like he's talking about the details that we have to pay attention to.
It's true, even just coming up here, that path, I mean, any one of you could have run it. It was smooth, it was simple, but there were these rocks that aren't distinguishable from me at all, because they're the same texture and color as the path itself. A nice, well-worn, dry, hard-packed, and I couldn't run it because I couldn't have seen any of it, so that's monotonous for you guys.
Yeah, and we learn a lot as we go as well because, you know, this morning, how we kind of got used to guiding when it was dark out was a lot different than when the sun comes out for you. And that's something that kind of as the day goes along, you're trying to give us hints about that where it's like, I can't see you and things like that when the sun comes out. So it just adds a whole other sort of dimension to it. So
kind of this level of hidden disability, right? Because mine sort of wax and wanes based on the light around us. But anyways, we just wanted to stop trailside and give you an impression of what we're seeing and taking part in. And hopefully everyone's done something pretty awesome with their... What day is it? Tuesday? With their Tuesday. And everyone say, signing off team, goodbye!
Goodbye!
See you later!
Cheers.